grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful works you have done in our lives. Thank you for your presence in our lives and situations. Thank you, God, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible. Thank you for your light that is shining in our lives, pushing away every darkness. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your strength that is replacing our strength, giving us victories, great victories. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you have destroyed the works of the devil that were against us. We thank you for how you fought our battles. Thank you, Lord, for divine healing that you have done. Thank you for deliverances you have done. Thank you for helps, favors you have done in our lives. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for you have been so faithful in answering our prayers. Thank you for making ways where it appears there is no way. Thank you, Lord, for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for taking away our shame and disgrace. Thank you for glorifying yourself in our lives. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you are doing in this ministry. We thank you for your visible power working wonders among us. Thank you for how you have turned our lives around to reveal the greatness of your glory in the earth. Oh God, be highly exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that as we would be having this prayer session, let your glory fall. Let your power fall. Let signs and wonders be so much in our lives. And let us not be put to shame. Let us have testimonies. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do great things. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that what God has determined to do for you in the prayer session of tonight, He's going to do everything He has proposed to do in your life. Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. I want you to take this song. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. In my life, Lord, let your name be glorified. Oh Lord, let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified, King of Israel. Let your name be glorified, Almighty God. Let your name be glorified in my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified, ashamed of this. Let your name be glorified in our midst, Lord. Let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified in this place. Let your name be glorified in this place, Lord. Let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified through our prayers. Through our prayers, let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord King of Kings. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord King of the whole earth. You are the Lord Most High. You are the You raise the dead, Most High. You raise the dead by your power. You raise the dead, Most High. You raise the dead. You heal the sick. You heal the sick, Most High. You heal the sick, King of glory. You heal the sick, Most High. You heal the sick. You walk miracles. You walk miracles, Most High. You walk miracles, powerful miracles. You walk miracles, Most High. You walk miracles, because you are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to rise again. We pray, shower down your glory, yes Lord. Shower down your grace, oh Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Oh, we need the river. Oh, we need the river. Oh, we need the rain. Oh, we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Oh, we need the river. Oh, we need the river. How we need the rain. Oh, we need the rain. Living waters flow to rise again. We pray, shower down your glory, King of Kings. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Rain down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your glory. We need your grace. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence, Lord Jesus. Let your holy presence fill this place. Oh, we need the river. Oh, we need the river. Oh, we need the rain. Oh, we need the rain. Living waters flow to rise again. We pray, shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Thank you, Jesus. Let your holy presence, let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence, Lord, let your holy presence fill this place. We want to see your power right here. Let your holy presence fill this place. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him adoration. Celebrate him. Praise him. Bless his name. Worship his majesty. Father, we worship. We worship you for who you are. We worship you for the greatness of who you are. We worship your majesty. There is none like you, Father. There is none higher than you. There is none greater than you. There is none mightier than you. There is none stronger than you. There is none wiser than you. There is none like you, Father. In every way, you are higher than everyone and everything. In everything, you are higher and you are the highest. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power that is available to us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for victories that is available to us. Thank you for signs and wonders that you do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Begin to worship him from the depth of your heart. Begin to worship him. Worship him the way you know how to worship him. Worship him the best way you know, because he is your Father. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Sing praises to him. Sing a new song to him. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the King of Kings. Father, we worship you. Who is like you, Father? There is none like you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. You are the Most High God. You are the wholesome God. You are a gracious God. You are a merciful God. You are a loving Father. We are so grateful to have you as our God and Lord and Father. We are so grateful to have you on our side. We are so grateful to be called your children, to be called your own. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for wonderful things you have done. Thank you for great things you have done. And thank you for greater things you will do. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us faith so that we can walk in victories. Thank you for giving us peace on every side. Thank you for giving us joy and happiness. Thank you, Lord, for giving us victories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I trust that the Lord will do everything he has determined to do for you in this prayer session, because for every prayer session, there is an operation of God to be done by the angels of God. For every meeting, every gathering of God's people, there are divine operations that God sends his angels to come and perform. And I'm trusting God that none of you will go back without receiving of what God has determined to do in your life tonight. In Jesus' name. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to say, Father, thank you for being so faithful. Say, Father, thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you for being so faithful to my family. Thank you for being so faithful to all my prayers. Thank you for being so faithful that you answer my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for being so merciful. For you have answered my prayers. You have helped me. You have blessed me. Thank you for being so faithful. You have protected me. You have strengthened me. you have worked wonders in my life. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the greatness of you be revealed in my life. Let the greatness of you be revealed in my ministry. Let the greatness of you be revealed in my marriage, in my calling, in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the greatness of you be revealed in my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the greatness of you be revealed in my calling. Father, let the greatness of you be revealed in my ministry, in my marriage, in my career, in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God that way. Say, Father, reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of your power. Reveal the greatness of your name. Reveal the greatness of your authority and dominion in my life, in my ministry, in my calling, in my destiny. In my marriage, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, the greatness of you, Father, let it be revealed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release anointing upon me and let every oppression of darkness, every oppression of witchcraft be broken in pieces forever in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release your anointing upon me. Break every oppression of darkness, every oppression of witchcraft by your anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Say, Father, release your anointing upon me. Release your anointing upon me. Let every oppression of darkness be broken now in the name of Jesus. Every oppression of witchcraft of my life, let them be destroyed by the anointing in the name of Jesus. Oppression of darkness be destroyed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. See, oppressions of darkness on my life be destroyed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oppressions of darkness on my body, on my soul, on my spirit, be destroyed right now by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. I decree right now, let fire, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon you right there where you are. Let every oppression of darkness be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Let fire of the Holy Spirit fall upon you now. Every oppression of witchcraft, let them be consumed now in the name of Jesus. Oppressions of darkness on your life now is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. While your right hand is still on your head, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reverse every demonic program that has been done against my life and destiny. I reverse and terminate them. Every evil programming that has been done by Satan, by principalities, by powers of darkness against my life and destiny, I reverse them. I terminate them in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. See, I reverse them. I reverse them. I reverse them. I cancel them. Evil programming that has been done on my life, on my destiny, be reversed, be terminated right now in the name of Jesus. Evil programming, cash so that evil programming that has been done on my life, on my destiny, on my calling, on my health, on my well-being, I reverse you now in the name of Jesus. I reverse and cancel them. Demonic programming that has been done on my life from the witchcraft coven. Demonic programming that has been done on my life from the realms of darkness. I reverse them. I reverse them right now. I believe you're speaking out. Yeah, because you speak out your deliverance. Begin to pray, say, I reverse them. Evil programming that has been done on my life, I reverse them. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And when we talk about evil programming, we mean that devil has done certain things on your life or certain things against you in time. That's what programming is all about. Devil has done certain things against you in time. So meaning that those things might not be happening to you now, but it will happen in times ahead of you, maybe in days, in future days or future months. If God does not cancel them, it will definitely happen. So in the realm of darkness, they program things in time. So they program accidents, they program all manner of evils. Yeah. So you're going to pray again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I reverse and terminate every evil that has been programmed into time to happen in my life, to happen against me. I reverse and terminate them now. Let them be terminated by fire right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. He chased back Gillette, Canada. Every heave that has been programmed into time to happen to me, to happen to my children, to happen to my spouse, to happen to members of my family, to happen to my parents. Begin to pray like that. Say, I reverse them now in the name of Jesus. Let them be terminated by fire. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. Every evil that has been programmed into time to happen to me, now be reversed in the name of Jesus. be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your hunger be kindled against every agent of Satan that has vowed not to rest until my life is destroyed. So, Father, let your hunger be kindled against every agent of Satan that is busy day and night working for my destruction. Let your hunger waste them all. Let your hunger waste them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your hunger be kindled against every agent of darkness, every agent of hell that is busy day and night, working for my downfall and failure and destruction. Father, let your hunger waste them all. Let your hunger waste them all. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let your hunger waste them. Now, in the name of Jesus, I decree over your life, every agent of darkness that is busy, up and down, busy, day and night, for your downfall, for your failure, for your destruction, let the hunger of God waste them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every standby demon that is frustrating the manifestation of good things in my life. I'm going to say, let fire of the Holy Ghost displace them forever. I'm going to take it again. I'm going to say, I take authority over every standby demons. Every standby demons. So standby demons, they are demons that they stay with your life. They stay there. They don't leave. They could be standing in your sitting room. They could be standing in your toilet. They could be in your toilet. They could be anywhere in the house. And they follow you everywhere you go. They are standby demons. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every standby demons frustrating the manifestation of good things in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost displace them forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, displace them. Displace them. Displace them. Every standby demons that has positioned themselves in my life, in my building, in my environment, to ensure that good things does not happen. Oh God, displace them by fire. Displace them by fire. Father, displace them forever by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Are you going to raise up your right hand? Yeah, because this is spiritual warfare. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every attack coming from realms of darkness to scatter things in my life, to cause failure, to cause downfall, to cause breakdown of things. Every attack coming from the realms of darkness to destroy things, good things in my life, to scatter good things in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Begin to pray. You're going to say, I come against every attack coming from realms of darkness to scatter things in my life, to cause things to fall apart, to cause downfall, to cause destruction, to cause failures, to cause sufferings, hardship, sorrow, pain, delays. Let the fire of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every attack coming from realms of darkness to pull down all the things that God is building in my life, every attack coming from realms of darkness to dismantle all the good things God has built up, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it is written, for our God is a consuming fire. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, remove every mark of misfortunes, every mark of evil, every mark of failure on my head, on my life. Blood of Jesus, remove them, wipe them off forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every mark of rejection, every mark of failure, every mark of anti-favor, every mark of anti-goodness, blood of Jesus, remove them. Disappear by the blood of Jesus. Mark of evil, mark of misfortunes, mark of setback, mark of delays of good things. Disappear by the blood of Jesus. Disappear by the blood of Jesus. Place your right hand on your head and begin to pray like that. Say, every mark of failure on my head, every mark of misfortune on my head, every mark of rejection, mark of downfall, mark of struggling, mark of setbacks, disappear by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every mark that is all that is called attracting evil into my life, Every mark on me that is attracting negativities into my life, blood of Jesus, remove them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let there be a way in the midst of my wilderness. Let there be a way in the midst of my limitations. Let there be a way for me right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, let there be a way in the midst of my wilderness. Let there be a way in the midst of my wilderness. Let there be a way in the midst of my wilderness. Let there be a way in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the midst of my wilderness, Father, let there be a way right now in the name of Jesus. In the midst of my rejection, in the midst of my impossibilities, in the midst of my hopelessness, in the midst of my failures, in the midst of my limitations, in the midst of my poverty and sufferings, let there be a way. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let there be a way for me. Now, thank you, Father. Let there be a way for me. Let there be a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every battle, that have risen against me from the realm of darkness. Let them encounter God and be wasted. Every battle that have risen against me from the dark kingdoms, let them see God and be wasted. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shade kataji salagala. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let every battle that have risen against me from the realms of darkness see the Almighty God and die. In the name of Jesus, every battle that has risen against me from kingdoms of darkness, from witchcraft realms, from witchcraft covens, let them see the God of Israel and die. For God is my rock. Therefore, let them see God and die. For I am in the rock. For God is my rock, and I am in him. Therefore, let every battle that is confronting me from the depths of darkness, let them see the God of Israel and die and be wasted in the name of Jesus. For I dwell in the rock, and God is that rock. Therefore, Let every battle that have risen against me from realms of darkness, let them collide with God and die and be wasted right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I lock up and shut down every demonic window raining down, raining evil and misfortunes into my life. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I lock up and shut down forever every demonic window raining down evil, misfortune, darkness upon my life. I shut them down forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Now, begin to pray. I shut them down forever. I shut them down forever. Every demonic window in the second heaven, raining down darkness, raining down evil, misfortunes into my life, I shut you down forever. Now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic portal in the heavenly realm, in the heavenly places, raining down evil into my life, raining down darkness into my life, raining down misfortunes into my life, into my days, I shut them down. I shut them down now. Now, in the name of Jesus, I shut them down forever. So that Taj the law. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to raise up your right hand. If you are getting tired of raising up your right hand, then you can stand up. You can stand on your feet. It's the same thing. Yeah, but you have to do something practical. Yeah, because this is spiritual warfare. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every standard of darkness that have been lifted up in my life. You're going to say, I come against every standard of darkness, principles of darkness, strongholds of darkness that has been lifted up in my life, lifted up in my calling, in my ministry, in my career, in my destiny. Let the hammer of God crush them down. I don't know how to put it. You know, yeah, beat them down. Yeah, that's the word. Let divine hammer beat them down. Let the hammer of God crush them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, I come against every standard of darkness, every establishment of darkness, every stronghold of darkness, principles of darkness that have been exalted in my life, that have been exalted in my career, that have been exalted in my business. Let the hammer of God beat them down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the hammer of God beat them down. Now, hammer of God beat them down. Crush them. Crush them. Crush them. Every demonic horn that have been exalted in my life. Yeah, demonic horn, demonic authorities that have been exalted in my life, demonic principles, demonic standard, establishments, strongholds, things that have been exalted in my life, exalted in my soul, in my spirit, in my body. Let the hammer of God beat them down forever. Let the hammer of God crush them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I believe you are either still raised. You have to raise up your hand. When it's time to put down your hand, I'll tell you. You're still going to raise up your hand, or you stand on your feet. Yeah, to pray these prayers. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the wind of the Holy Ghost upon every operation of darkness going on in my life, going on to halter God's plans and purposes for my life. I invoke the wind of the Holy Ghost upon them. Let them be blown away forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, something is happening. Begin to pray. Say, I invoke the wind of the Holy Ghost upon every operation of darkness going on in my life to alter the plans and purposes of God for my life. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow them all away. He just hold Talagala. Machines are digging extra. In the name of Jesus, wind of the Holy Ghost, blow them away. In the name of Jesus, blow them away. Thank you, Lord. Every operation of witchcraft, every operation of devils going on in my life to alter God's plans, going on in my environment to alter God's plans, be blown away forever by the wind of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You can sit down if you're standing, and you can put down your hand. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen everything the enemy has weakened in my life. Things that used to be strong before. In those things I used to be strong before. Or things that used to be strong before in my life. Father, strengthen those things again. Strengthen them again. Strengthen everything the enemy has weakened in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray that. That's the prayer point. Say, Father, strengthen everything the enemy has weakened in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Strengthen them again in the name of Jesus. Things that used to be strong before in my life, things that used to be powerful before in my life, Lord, let them be strong again In the name of Jesus, let them be strong again. Breathe upon my life everything that used to be strong before, but has been weakened by the enemy. Lord, let them be strong again. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, send confusion into the camp of the enemy. Send confusion into the gathering of evil men and women that are busy to attack me. Send confusion into their camp and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, send confusion to the camp of witches and wizards. Send confusion into the camp of agents of Satan. Send confusion into the camp of evil men and women are busy to hurt my life, busy to attack my life. Send confusion into their midst and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Send confusion into their midst. Scatter them forever. Every gathering, every network, every agreement, every coming together of evil men, of demonic personalities to cause evil, to cause harm, to frustrate good things in my life, to hurt my life. Lord, send confusion into their midst and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Send confusion into their midst. Every hand that have joined hands together. Every hand that has joined hands together to cause evil in my life, to hurt my life, Lord, scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. But before we go to the next prayer point, the Lord is telling me that there's someone among you who has breathing problem. Who has breathing problem. So I want you to if you are the one, put your hand on your chest as I pray. I take authority over the problem in your body system, causing you to have, causing you to not be able to breathe properly. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that problem now. In the name of Jesus, let the root of that sickness come out right now. Come out of you right now. In the name of Jesus, you are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every demonic attack affecting my spiritual growth and an advancement. You're going to say, I come against every demonic attack affecting, limiting my spiritual growth and advancement. Catch fire right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Every attack of the enemy limiting my spiritual growth and advancement be destroyed by fire. Thank you, Lord. Be consumed by fire. Now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I remove my names from the list of those the enemy has marked for untimely death. You're going to say, I remove my name from the list of those the kingdoms of darkness have marked for untimely death. I remove my name now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, I remove my name. In the name of Jesus, I remove myself. I remove my name. I remove my blood from the list of those the enemy has marked for untimely death. I remove my name from such list. I shall not die. Thank you, Lord. I shall not die, but live to proclaim the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree over your life that your names are removed right now from every demonic list that has been marked for untimely death. I decree that your name is out of such list. Death shall have no power over your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, now we are going to pray nine more prayer points, and I'll be praying for you. We are going to pray nine more prayer points, then I'll be praying for you. God wants to do healing operations. Yeah. That is what is coming to my spirit. Yeah, if you have any sickness in your life, God is going to heal you in this meeting. Yeah, He's going to heal you if there's any sickness in your life, because the power of God is here to do healing operations. I want you to place your right hand in your head. You're going to say, Father, let your healing power perform divine healing in my life. Let your healing power, people can be sick, not only in their bodies, people can be sick in their minds. People can be sick in their spirits. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, meaning that God can heal both your mind, both your soul, both your spirit and body. He can heal all of them at once. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your healing power perform a divine healing in my life. That's the prayer point. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your healing power perform divine healing in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Shizaki hadeta suzalagala. Healing power of the Most High God, walk in my spirit, walk in my soul, walk in my blood, walk in my organs, in my body organs, walk in my bones, walk in my tissues, walk in each cell of my body. Healing power of the Most High God, walk in me now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. God is healing you as I speak. As I'm speaking right now, He is healing you. Continue to pray. Say, Father, let your healing power perform divine healing in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. We have 8 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every wrong person occupying places and positions and seats that belongs to me be removed from that position. That's how you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every person occupying places, position, seats that belong to me, let that person be removed by the hand of God, by the angels, in the name of Jesus. Let them be removed for me to ascend my position. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every personality that is occupying seats, positions, places that pertains to me, that belongs to me, Father, remove them now. So and install me on those places. Thank you, Lord. Remove them and install me in those positions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Remove them and plant me in those places. Every place, every position, every seat that is mine and that is being occupied currently by wrong persons, Lord, remove them now and install me in those places in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive power to rise above every limitation the devil has set on my life. You're going to say, I receive power to rise above every limitation the dark kingdom have set on my life, on my calling, on my career, on my destiny. I receive power to rise above limitations now in the name of Jesus. It's a prophetic prayer. Begin to pray like that. And begin to visualize yourself receiving power. And begin to visualize yourself rising and breaking limitations. Yeah, as you're praying that prayer, begin to visualize yourself receiving power and breaking forth from where you have been hidden and limited. Begin to pray like that. I receive power now to rise above every limitation that the dark kingdom have set on my life, on my destiny, on my calling, on my career, on my ministry. Thank you, Lord. On my marriage, I receive power to rise above them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I receive power to rise, to break forth from every place I have been limited and hidden for so long. I receive power to break forth into rising. Now, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to break forth. I receive power to break forth. I receive power to break forth. I am breaking forth from every shell of limitation holding me captive. I receive power to break forth. I receive power to break forth. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to visualize it. As you are saying it, see yourself as someone breaking forth into manifestation. See yourself as someone rising and destroying limitations holding you for years. Begin to pray like that. Visualize it. Begin to say, I receive power. I receive power. Thank you, Lord. To break forth into rising. Beyond limitations, beyond every shell of limitations, I receive power to break forth into rising. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, send me another opportunity to replace every opportunity. Every opportunity of greatness I have missed. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, send into my life another opportunity to replace every opportunity for greatness and success that I have missed. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray, say, Father, in your mercy, send into my life another opportunity to replace every opportunity of greatness and success I have missed ignorantly. Every opportunity of greatness and success I have missed ignorantly. Lord, send another opportunity into my life. Thank you, Jesus. Send another opportunity for greatness into my life. Send another opportunity for success into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points. you know, when the children of Israel were traveling from Egypt, you know, they came out of Egypt and they were traveling to the promised land. God spoke to them. He said, I have sent an angel ahead of you to lead you, to guide you in the way. The same way God wants to send his angel ahead of you to clear the way for you into your greatness, success, establishments, victories. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send your angel ahead of me to clear the way for me, that I may enter into greatness, success, victories, a great achievement easily, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Send your angel ahead of me, Father, to clear the way, to prepare the way for my greatness to happen easily. Send your angel ahead of me to clear the way for my entrance into victories, into success, into glory, into dominion, in the name of Jesus, into mighty miracles, for my entrance into my possessions, for my entrance into blessings. Lord, send your angel ahead of me to clear the way for these things to happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, forgive me for not seeking directions from you. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, forgive me for not seeking directions from you on a daily basis. Come and be my guide. Come and lead me henceforth. Lead me into all the plans of God for my life. Lead me into all the will of God for my life. Lead me into my divine possessions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, forgive me for not seeking directions from you, for not allowing you to lead me on a daily basis. Now, I surrender. Lead my life. Lead my life. Henceforth, lead me into all the plans of God for my life. Lead me into all the experiences God has set in the journey of my life. Lead me into all victories. Lead me into my divine inheritance in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead me through. Lead me through the journey of this world. Lead me into success, into victories. Lead me into prosperity. Holy Spirit, lead my life. Forgive me for not seeking your directions and guidance. I surrender now. Lead me. Holy Spirit, lead my life. Lead my life into the destination God has set for my life. Lead my life into the height God has prepared for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, this prayer point is similar to the one we prayed earlier, not long. Many of you need grace to stand. You need grace to stand. I saw something that is shaking. You know, like a tree is shaking and about to fall. Devil have set on your way strong tribulations, persecutions, trials for you to fall. So I saw something like a tree that is shaking and about to fall. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, give unto me grace to stand. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to fall. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall into the trap the enemy has set for me. I don't want to fall into the pit of destruction the enemy has set for me. I don't want to fall into sin. I don't want to fall into death and destruction. Say, Father, send me grace. Send grace into my life to stand and to remain standing forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, send me grace. Send me strength. Send me grace to stand, to stand, to stand at this time, to stand and overcome temptations. Send me grace to stand and overcome trials of life. Send me grace to stand and overcome tribulations and persecutions and trials. Lord, send me grace. I don't want to fall. Lord, I don't want to fail. Send me grace to stand. Grace to stand firm in the truth. Grace to stand firm in purity. Grace to stand firm in obedience. Grace to stand firm in holiness. Grace to stand firm in the fear of God. Grace to stand firm. Lord, send into my life. Send into my life. Grace to stand firm in the light. Send into my life. Grace to stand firm in faith and in trust in you. Lord, send into my life. I don't want to fall. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, let a great light and a great glory shine forth in the midst of my darkness. I'm going to say, Father, in your mercy, let your great light, your great glory shine forth in the midst of my darkness. In other words, you're saying, turn my problems into miracles. Turn my problems into testimonies. There's another way of putting it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, in your mercy, let your great light and glory shine forth from the midst of my problems, of my darkness, from the midst of my shame. Let your great glory shine forth. Let my darkness be turned into light. Let my problems be turned into miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. A great light of your glory. Let it break forth from the midst of my darkness. A great light of your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I receive deliverance by the blood of Jesus from every, how will I put it now? From every hidden darkness. Yeah, or from every darkness hiding secretly in my life to destroy my life. Yeah, you know, I saw a darkness that is hiding in a very deep place, very secret place, hiding that you don't know. Yeah, like you don't know that the enemy is here, but the enemy is there. Yeah. The enemy is there. For instance, Peter doesn't know that that he hates Jesus to the point that he was going to easily deny Jesus. Peter doesn't know he could do that. But that darkness is there. And when the temptation came, he publicly and easily denied Jesus. Yeah. That's an example of what I'm talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive deliverance by the blood of Jesus from every darkness hiding secretly in my life to destroy me at an appointed time. I receive deliverance by the blood of Jesus. I receive deliverance from such darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, every hidden darkness hiding somewhere deep in my life to destroy me at an appointed time, I receive deliverance now by the blood of Jesus. I receive deliverance now from such darkness. By the blood of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every darkness hiding secretly within me to destroy me at an appointed time, I receive deliverance now by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So now, I'm going to be praying for you. Put your right hand on your head as I pray for you. Oh God of Israel, you are the Most High God. You are the King of the universe. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Almighty God. Father, we worship you, for there is none like you. You are a terrible God, and you crush your enemies in pieces with a single blow. Thank you, Father, for there is none higher than you. There is none greater than you. There is none mightier than you. Your power is above all. Father, we worship you. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for what you have done in the prayer session of tonight. We thank you for healing miracles. We thank you for deliverances. We thank you for prosperity of the least. We thank you for greatness that you have unlocked. We thank you, Lord, for great blessings you have released. Oh God, be glorified, be highly exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, oh God, for everyone hearing the sound of my voice right now. I ask, Father, that you turn their darkness into light. Turn their shame into honor and great glory in the name of Jesus. I am praying for you that the favor of the Lord shall become so glued on your life, such that even people that have once hated you shall rise to help you and to favor you and to announce you and to publish your name for goodness in the name of Jesus. I decree that every paralysis the enemy has injected into your life to keep you at one point, to keep you from rising and progressing, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Every paralysis in your business, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every paralysis in your spiritual life, every paralysis in your marital life, every paralysis in your calling and destiny, let them all be healed now in Jesus' name. The Lord shall rise to fight your battles. And the Lord shall put an end to every operations of darkness that have limited you for years. They shall come to an end in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall break in pieces every strong doors, strong gates that will not let you move forward. Let the hand of God break them in pieces now in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. From tonight, every weapon that is formed against you and your children shall not prosper in Jesus' name. the hunger of the Lord shall be kindled against every darkness and agents of darkness that do not want good for your life, that do not want good for your business and career. Let the hunger of God be kindled upon them to waste them all right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Remain victorious in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.